Welcome to 2 out of 3 Recommend. I'm Lee.
And I'm Brett.
We're two brothers out of three getting together to chat
and recommend drinks, movies, shows, and things to keep you busy.
Because we're reviewing Mr. and Mrs. Smith,
yeah,
that, not arguably, factually, ended a marriage.
The facts are all there, yes.
And started another.
Uh-huh.
We are going to rank the top five movies that ended marriages.
Oh.
Side note, right? Brad Pitt met Angelina on Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Yep.
That sub-starred, not co-starred because he was below, Vince Vaughn, who ended up dating Jennifer Aniston.
That's true.
The next year.
Weird.
And then another one of the movies on my list features Jennifer Aniston.
Is it Spanglish? No, is she even in that?
No.
No, what is it?
Are we doing a 5-4-3-2-1 or are we nominating some movies and picking?
We're nominating movies and picking.
Let's okay. So the one of the ones I have was Wanderlust.
Okay.
Which is a very funny movie. Paul Rudd is married to Jennifer Aniston in the movie.
Hilarious.
And then they go traveling.
Yeah.
And then they find this like kind of hippie commune.
With Justin Theroux.
Justin Theroux.
Oh.
Was dating someone at the time. Jennifer Aniston was also dating someone at the time and they left their respective partners to date and marry.
I have one.
Yep.
The movie's terrible.
Daredevil.
Daredevil.
I also had that. I actually
wonder if Gigli also helped end their relationship. Mutually, though. Ben and Jen.
It was a contributing factor. So, Bennifer were dating at the start of Daredevil and Jennifer Garner was dating Scott Foley.
Yeah.
Bennifer were married, actually.
Yeah.
And then they split and Ben Affleck got with a different Jennifer just so he didn't have to change his tattoo.
Yep.
Another one in terms of terrible comic book movies, Ryan Reynolds met Blake Lively on the set of Green Lantern.
Oh, but were they already couples?
No. Blake Lively was already with the one from Gossip Girl.
Pam Badgley.
Pam Badgley. And Ryan Reynolds was also with someone that, even though I read the article yesterday, I've forgotten the name of.
Oh, so the girl from Two Guys, a Girl, and a Pizza Place.
Sure.
I have an oldies.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure you do have an oldie, but I've not seen it, so I didn't put it on my list. Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall.
Yeah. I have two oldies.
To hear
to and have
and
have
there.
Not.
Yep. That's what I was thinking.
So Lauren Bacall was new on the scene.
Well, she was 19.
Humphrey Bogart was dating somebody else.
And he was not new
on
the scene.
And he was not 19. And then they were together.
Yeah.
Bogie and Bacall. And then they did like fucking 6 movies together or something.
And they were the couple.
Mm. Pretty much.
I've got another one. I've not seen it, but I'm going to mention it because it's appeared on all the lists that I looked at.
Okay. Is it Days of Thunder?
Proof of Life.
Proof of Life.
Meg Ryan and Dennis Quaid were married before this. Gave us Jack Quaid, Nepo Baby from
I mean,
The Boys.
Cultural impact.
And but then Meg rooted Russell.
Mm.
And that was that done.
I forgot they dated.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Days of Thunder's on my list.
Yes, I haven't seen it either.
Because Nicole and Tom weren't a thing yet because they hadn't told him who to marry.
Well, the flip of that is apparently it was Eyes Wide Shut that ended their marriage because they were both living in London.
Yeah.
For the whole of the filming.
Yeah.
And they were outside of the grasp of Scientology. So then when they got back, the Scientology people were apparently allegedly were like, well, you owe us some time now. You need to be, according to one article, Scientology Jesus and be single.
And
we're going to give you Katie Holmes.
You know who's never gone to London?
Katie Holmes.
Yeah.
Mm.
Look it up. She's been to London, I'm sure.
I saw a meme today
she
that
was at the royal wedding.
Saw a meme today that was a quote like a tweet meme, and it said, just putting it out there that we have an entire generation of women that would absolutely binge a show of just Nicole Kidman and Katie Holmes on the couch drinking wine talking shit about Tom Cruise.
Oh, it'd be like Gogglebox, but they're talking about Tom Cruise.
Yeah, yeah. Like, they're like, make it. We would watch it.
Yeah. And they would get a lot of money. And who else did he date? Chuck them in there.
Mimi Rogers.
That's the
one that ended with Days of Thunder.
Yes.
Yeah.
She was in Austin Powers, Six Degrees. There you go.
She was.
She was Mrs. Kensington.
Ah, yeah. Also.
Yes.
Apparently, Don't Worry, Darling broke up Harry Styles and Olivia Wilde.
Whatever. Nobody cares.
I'm not adding that, though. Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Can I add one more oldie?
Yes.
Cleopatra. Elizabeth Taylor was with Eddie Fisher, who I'm pretty sure Eddie Fisher was with Debbie Reynolds before Elizabeth Taylor stole him.
Okay.
Because when you were Elizabeth Taylor, that's what you did. You stole men.
And you also could, because you're Elizabeth Taylor.
Look at you.
She almost fucking stole Michael Jackson. That's how good at stealing men she was.
Yeah, so they weren't a thing. Apparently they hated each other. But then they started working together and they're like, this could work. Then they got married. Then they broke up again. And then they got married again.
Okay.
She got married like 8 times or whatever.
Yeah. So, yeah, Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Burton on Cleopatra.
Oh, yeah, I didn't say his name, did I?
You said Eddie Fisher.
I said Eddie Fisher, who everybody knows.
So Mr. and Mrs. Smith, obviously. And this one, Titanic.
No?
Apparently...
Sorry,
the
Tim Allen was the in Titanic.
Stress and the bigness of Titanic, the press, the awards, the everything of it,
yeah,
put such a strain on James Cameron's marriage to Linda Hamilton, Sarah Connor,
yeah,
that she broke up with him. But also, James Cameron met the woman who played Rose's granddaughter on the film and fell in love. Because after Linda Hamilton broke off the marriage with James Cameron married her and is still married to her.
Oh, so she didn't get the heart of the ocean at the end, but she got the director.
Yeah.
Ooh. So she's probably got more money, actually, than if she got the heart of the ocean.
That's true. And Linda Hamilton had to keep making Terminator movies because she's no longer married to James Cameron.
I saw a video that took me a while to realize was a fake alternate ending to Titanic because, you know, Bill Paxton, is looking for the heart of the ocean and then they work out she's had it the whole time.
Yeah.
And you know that fat, annoying guy that was with him?
He's like directory guy.
Yeah. And at one point they're talking and then it's like, she was like, oh, I've had it the whole time. The fat guy was like, are you fucking serious, lady?
Yeah, I've seen that one.
Yeah.
Yep. Also on the list, I haven't seen.
You have a lot more.
Billy Bob Thornton and Angelina Jolie starred in Pushing Tin together. Billy Bob Thornton was with Laura Dern at the time.
Ooh.
And the quote from Laura Dern was,
that's weird.
My boyfriend went off to make the movie Pushing Tin, and then I never heard from him again.
Laura Dern. She's great.
And also Mary Shelley's Frankenstein.
Yeah.
Kenneth Branagh was married to Emma Thompson, but then had an affair with Helena Bonham Carter.
Ooh.
Tim Burton made a movie with Helena Bonham Carter, had an affair with her, and that ended his marriage.
Yeah, well.
But they're still married. Sorry. Hey. But those I haven't seen.
Yes.
Mary Shelley's Frankenstein and Pushing Tin.
Pushing Tin sounds like a terrible name.
I get it confused. It's very different to Tin.
It sounds like Pushing Rope.
Tin Cup is like a golf movie, I think. I don't know why I get them confused. They're very different. Mm. So we have.
Oh, God.
Have you seen Proof of Life?
No.
All right. Well, we crossed that off the list. Have you seen Wanderlust?
No.
All right. Well, we crossed that off the list. I haven't seen Have or Have Not.
Are we going to have enough movies?
Haven't seen
so far. It's going to be Mr. and Mrs. Smith and Daredevil.
So we have Daredevil, Days of Thunder, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, Titanic. This page has a lot of other things. I was about to also say Frozen, but they're notes from previous episodes.
Right. Okay. look,
So, Titanic.
Titanic.
Is the best movie. We're not talking about the quality of the marriage here. The best movie.
Because if we haven't seen the other ones. Cleopatra's good.
I'm going to agree with you, even though I haven't seen it. It is an iconic movie. I'm going to put Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
If you're then doing quality of a movie by factor of relationship.
Can I put Wanderlust in?
Yep.
Because it's a better movie than Daredevil.
Okay, well, I haven't seen any of the others, but I think they probably are.
Catherine Hahn's in it.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, yeah. Titanic, Cleopatra, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, Wanderlust, and that leaves us with Daredevil.
Done.
Because Daredevil is the most obvious one of the rest of those ones that we haven't really seen that ended a marriage.
Yep.
So Titanic, Cleopatra, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, Wanderlust, Daredevil. I'm allowing Cleopatra because even though I've not seen it, I know it is absolutely iconic in terms of Elizabeth Taylor's career, already iconic career. Proof of Life is an iconic relationship ender, but we haven't seen it. Jump in the Facebook group if you want to tell us that we've missed something or put some movies in a different order. We've got to remember to put these things in the Facebook group as well. But we will do that. So the link to that is in the episode description, or you can find that on 2outofthreebrothers.com.au. All right, that's if you want to get involved in the top five, which this week was top five movies that caused a relationship to end.
Very random, but
yeah, hey, it works.
That's why we're doing this movie.
Yep.
Thanks for listening to 2 out of 3 Recommend. We would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which this podcast was produced and pay our respects to elders past and present.
If you'd like to support the podcast and become a member, gaining early access to episodes and an exclusive episode each month, sign up as a member using the link in the show notes.
If there's something you'd like to recommend to us, get in touch on the socials or in our Facebook group.
Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on your podcast app or on YouTube. Leave us a rating and review and tell your friends.